Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Over the weekend, Iran launching more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel. We go live to Jerusalem. Jordana Miller is joining us now with the latest. Jordana, we had heard before that Iran was planning some sort of retaliatory attack. We saw it happen over the weekend. What was the result? 300 drones and missiles.
That's right. About 330 drones and missiles, including cruise missiles and ballistic missiles. And President Biden, to his great credit, was able to rally the Europeans and Israel's regional partners, some of them the newest, among the newest friends, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and old friends like Jordan and Egypt, all to work together to defend the state of Israel. And more than 330 launches. Only a handful of those missiles actually landed in Israel, a few of them at a southern base, causing minimal damage. There was one aircraft that was minimally damaged, but the base that was clearly one of Iran's targets continued to be operational through the day, and Israel and its allies were able to shoot down almost all of those, all of that incoming fire. It was really a spectacular display, not only of Israel's technological prowess, because the Arrow 2 and the Arrow 3, which had been used before, but never to hit this many moving targets at once, performed, absolutely phenomenally. And the other allies, the United States taking the lead, also used its military assets to shoot down dozens of incoming drones and even some of the missiles. Iran's attack in the end turned out to be an utter failure, though they are claiming it's a success because this was, of course, the first direct attack against Israel, and it is a game changer now because Iran had always worked through its proxies. The big question, of course, is how will Israel respond? They have not decided yet. There will be another war cabinet meeting today, and there's a variety of options on the table, anything from a direct strike on Iranian soil to a strike on some of Iran's proxies in the region, Syria, Lebanon, to even a cyber attack, which might not elicit a major attack from Iran. Of course, the United States is not interested in a war or an escalation. The White House has been extremely clear about that, crystal clear. And Israel, it appears, is listening to what the United States wants as well, and President Biden. We're waiting to see what unfolds, but it's looking less and less likely that Israel will carry out some massive military strike in response.
Jordana, thank you for the update. Jordana Miller joining us live from Jerusalem this morning.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.